Welcome to the Halloween Evil Lives Fan Film Podcast. Hi, welcome to another episode of Halloween Evil Lives, the Fan Film Podcast. Today will be a special episode. Today will be a tribute to my best friend, Jarrett Washington, who unfortunately passed away last month at the young age of 39. Today's episode, I'll share with you our passion for scary movies, and we'll talk about Jarrett's favorite scary movies. He also was the co-creator of this podcast and the upcoming fan film Halloween Evil Lives. I will also leave in the description a link for his GoFundMe page to help the family pay for some of the funeral expenses. If you wish to donate, you can. Any little bit helps. But now we'll get on with the show, the tribute to my best friend, Jarrett. Me and Jarrett started our passion for horror movies back in early 2000. We were working together for the Boys and Girls Club After School program. We were teaching kids the importance of computers and the gym. We also attended middle school and high school together, me and Jarrett. But the first movie that we started talking about the most about was Scream 3 was coming out. And we've had played sports together on sports teams, basketball teams together, but I never knew that he had an interest for scary movies as much as I did. And we were just wondering who the killer would be for Scream 3 and, you know, how many kills there will be. And that's something in our downtime after doing the after school program for Boys and Girls Club, we would talk about that. And then we started watching movies, renting movies. Back then it was on VHS. One of the first movies I remember we rented was the first Scream movie from a movie video store chain called Hollywood Video. And we rented the first Scream out, and then we rented the second Scream out. So we wanted to get caught up for Scream 3. So I remember doing that. I just jotted down some notes here of some scary movies I remember watching with him. Besides the Scream series, I remember we rented Halloween H2O out, because we were getting ready for the next Halloween in the series, Halloween Resurrection, which both me and him, that was our first scary movie we saw in the theater together, was Halloween Resurrection. And I remember renting Jason Goes to Hell a lot out on VHS from Hollywood Video. We must have watched that movie a million times, probably. And then we rented, for a little spot there, we were into some werewolf and vampire movies. We rented out Howling the Freaks and the movie Wolf with Jack Nicholson and Michelle Pfeiffer. And then I remember we also rented out Interview with the Vampire. Those were some spooky movies that we enjoyed. I remember one series that he really got hooked on that was kind of funny and cheesy at the same time was the Silent Night, Deadly Night series. We'd watched part two a lot together. If you ever have a chance to rip that one out, it's pretty silly, but it's good fun. Good scary fun. We also rented out a movie called The Brotherhood, and we also have seen Jason X and Freddy vs. Jason like a million times, besides the original Halloween series that we'd often would watch together. Jarrett was a big fan of the Halloween movie franchise. I am too, but I was always more a Jason fan. But yeah, he knew a lot about Michael Myers. He had a Halloween t-shirt he bought for himself last year that he wore and took pride of. He watched Halloween 2018, the new one that came out, a lot of times. He watched Halloween 2, Halloween 3, all the Halloweens. He liked The Curse of Michael Myers. You know, he's all-around great guy, you know. He had a passion for Halloween. He was on all the Halloween groups on Facebook and Twitter. And so about 2 years ago, me and him started noticing these fan films appearing on YouTube and on Facebook. And we were like, wouldn't that be cool if we could put a fan film together ourselves? And we both liked Scream. We both liked Halloween. We both liked Friday the 13th. But we were like, you know what? We want to make the ultimate Halloween movie. You know, like some of the stuff that we didn't like, we like to replace it with stuff that we did like, you know. So we take the stuff we didn't like out, and then we started writing on a script for it and writing ideas out and plotting stuff. And that eventually became what is now known as Halloween Evil Lives. And as you will see the movie coming out fall of 2022, you'll see that he has writing credit and producer credit for the movie, because he was part of the creation as much as I am. And we worked very hard on this, you know, trying to plot this Halloween movie out. And we saw how good these fan films were doing, and we're like, we could do one really spooky, really good. And it will be. I will carry that torch and finish the movie for Jarrett. We'll make it as good as we can, and as spooky as we can, you know. It's a passion of ours, scary movies. And he'll truly be missed, because fortunately now he won't get to see Halloween Kills or Halloween Ends or the completion of our fan film. But he'll be in memory in the fan film. And you can also visit our Halloween Evil Lives YouTube channel, and you'll see they have some videos on there in memory of him. So he'll always be in our heart, you know. And he was a big fan of Halloween H2O, and he always wanted to know how a sequel would go for that, since Michael Myers got his head chopped off. And me and him would go through all these different scenarios, like we thought maybe they would bring the Man in Black back, Thorn, or Wynn, and he would somehow resurrect Michael Myers, or that it wasn't Michael Myers, or that it was Tommy Doyle as the killer. You know, we'd have all these different theories and talk about that for hours, about how they would bring a sequel to Halloween H2O. Well, eventually they did bring a sequel to Halloween H2O. It was called Halloween Resurrection, and me and him got tickets for that and went to the West Side Theater, and we watched it. We thought it was okay. We thought it was a little bit cheesy with the Busta Rhymes situation in it. But yeah, we were right. It wasn't Michael Myers. They swapped bodies. He swapped bodies with a paramedic, and the paramedic got his head chopped off instead of Michael Myers. So we were excited that we got that idea right about the plot. Jarrett was also excited about Scream 5 coming out. That's coming out next spring in 2022. Me and him talked about that often, about who the killer might be for the fifth Scream installment, even though it's just called Scream, and it's by this new studio called Spyglass Entertainment, and they have some of the original cast from Scream coming back into it. And that was another thing we talked about besides the movie we were making, with Scream 5 a lot. We have a lot of history together with, you know, scary movies. We hung out almost every Halloween. We'd dress up in costumes. 1 year we were both Scream. And then 1 year I was Jason. He was a police officer. And then another year we were Secret Service people. And then 1 year I was Michael Myers and he was a pirate. So there's been numerous times that we'd go out and celebrate Halloween together. It was always a good time. That's one holiday that we enjoyed hanging out together. And we'd talk about all the spooky movie marathons that were coming on. You know, everything that was coming on TV and what one we were watching. We did this for, you know, 20-some years now. I'm just going to miss that. About that with him, that he was someone I could talk to about scary movies a lot. You know, the last thing we talked about before he passed on was making trading cards, which we're going to be making that for our Halloween fan film. And also finishing the script up and sending him the script early, which I was going to do, you know. So those are the last few things we actually messaged about, were about the Halloween fan film. So I always will remember that. Remember him. You know, this is a tribute to him and his passion for scary movies. You know, his passion for Michael Myers and Jason. And we really never watched the Freddy or Chucky movies together. I don't know if he watched them on his own, but I always knew that he was a Michael Myers and Jason fan. And he just you just love the idea, you know, of these monsters that get shot, stabbed, and blown up, and they still keep coming back. And, you know, it's a cheap thrill, cheap scare. You know, we get some snacks or get a put a pizza in and just watch these spooky movies together. So much fun. He was a big fan of anything that was scary. We could all do the commercial haunted houses together and, you know, rent out the newest spooky movie, how cheesy it was, from the video store. You know, unfortunately, there ain't many video stores around anymore, but that was always an awesome thing about, you know, since we weren't old enough to drink at the time, we'd go to Hollywood Video on a Friday or Saturday night and just try to find the scariest movie we could. You know, or just rent the same ones we liked over and over again. But something that we found enjoyment in. And I'll definitely miss, you know, having that chance again to watch a scary movie with him. And, you know, I'm going to miss that a lot. And I hope that, you know, I like to believe there's an afterlife, but I hope wherever he is, looking down, that he gets to enjoy the spooky movies that are coming up and gets to enjoy the movie that we dreamed of together to create with some friends and family. I'm going to complete the dream that Jared had and I had, and we're going to finish Halloween Evil Lives. We're going to start our Indiegogo campaign at the end of this month of April. And we'll also be doing a podcast on that and give you guys a link for that to start donating money so we can get the cameras rolling and complete Jared's dream. But once again, yes, there will be a GoFundMe for Jared's memorial funeral expenses link in the description of this podcast. And if you can donate whatever you can, it doesn't matter. Every little bit counts. Please donate to help the family through this hard time. We're all taking it day by day. We truly miss Jared a lot, you know, and he was number one fan of the horror industry and the movie industry. You know, he spent lots of money on movies and big fan of Michael Myers, big fan of the Halloween series. You know, he really, really cherished anything with Halloween. I mean, I think he'd watched probably Halloween 2018 more times than I did. Probably watched Halloween H2O more times than I did. That was his thing, his passion. And I promise to make this movie scary and good for Jared and good for all the fans, all you fans out there. I appreciate you guys listening to the podcast me and Jared created. I appreciate all your support on the movie and our fan club, our group on Facebook. If you haven't joined our Facebook group, please do. Halloween Evil Lives, the fan film. It's a Facebook group, also a YouTube channel, and as well as, you know, if you're listening right now, a podcast. Please show your support. Throw it behind this project so we can make Jared's dreams come true. It's very unfortunate he won't be here to participate in it, but like I said, he'll get his credits in the movie, and he'll be honored. And once again, from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate all you listening. And this is a good send-off for my best friend, Jared. Jared, I love you. I appreciate our over 20 years of friendship. You'll always be in my heart, no matter what. And I hope you're in a better place and found the peace you deserve. I love you so much, buddy. And as we always used to say, catch you next time.